This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. President Trump says the U.S. is ready to respond to an assault on Saudi Arabia's energy infrastructure, an attack his administration is blaming on Iran. AP Sagar Meghani has more from the White House.
In the president's words, America is locked and loaded, and a U.S. official says a military response is among the options.
This was a deliberate attack on the global economy and the global energy market.
Even as energy prices spiked, Energy Secretary Rick Perry said the market is resilient. The president's authorized releasing U.S. strategic reserves if needed to stabilize it. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
North Korea says diplomatic talks with the U.S. could resume in a few weeks. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
North Korea says the fresh talks could happen, but it will not consider abandoning its nuclear weapons unless external threats are fully removed. The North adds any upcoming working-level meetings will be decisive in determining the fate of the country's diplomacy with Washington. Negotiations have stalled since a February summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump in Vietnam collapsed over disagreements regarding sanctions relief in exchange for disarmament measures. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
6 weeks after the Indian government imposed a partial clampdown in Kashmir, the Supreme Court is directing authorities to make the very best endeavor to return normal life to the disputed Himalayan region. The judges also asked the Indian government to ensure smooth functioning of schools, hospitals, and public transport. The Supreme Court did not order the government to take specific actions to address the crisis. 36 people are missing after a boat sank in the Congo River on the outskirts of Kinshasa. Police say 76 people survived. For all the latest news, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Purdue Pharma, the maker of prescription painkiller OxyContin,